You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Oh, don't suffer for your art, Chet.
Various Artists with Francis and Liam.
Another awesome show is on next week at Basement Theatre. Johanna Cosgrove's stand-up show High Delusion is running once again after a sold-out run last month. This is depicted as a casual descent into the void. It is hilarious, dark, sexy, and it is fantastic. I had a chat with her yesterday about the work and how it came together. Here's that chat now.
My name is Johanna Cosgrove, and I'm a comedian and a writer, and yeah.
Nice.
I used to do the theatre segment on BFM, so you might remember me.
There you go. Yeah, so you've got your new show, newish show, I suppose, High Delusion, coming up very soon at Basement Theatre. How would you pitch this show to a newcomer?
So it opens next week on the 20th of June. How would I pitch this show? I think in the blurb we describe it as like a dark, hilariously dark spiral into the void, and that's probably how I would pitch it. It's like when I started making the show, I wanted to make a show that was both funny and genuinely hot. And so I think hopefully we've succeeded doing that. I really am happy with all the jokes. But, yeah, it's pretty full-on. It's pretty cursed vibes, but also it's done with, like, a lot of love and a big cheeky smile. It's not for the faint-hearted, I suppose, but also, like, hopefully there's some truth in there for the audience.
How long has the show been in the works for?
So I made the show for Comedy Fest, and as you guys might know, Comedy Fest has kind of had a rough ride during the pandemic. So I made a show in 2017 called Auntie that I toured around for a couple of years, and then in 2020 I was about to make another comedy show called The Gig, and then Comedy Fest was cancelled, we all went into lockdown, and so I think some stuff from High Delusion is actually from that show. So I guess a version of the show has been kind of brewing for a few years, which feels really nice. Now feels like the exact right time for me to bring it into the world, which feels really good. And I have an amazing director who is just chef's fucking kiss, Jess Joy Wood. She's absolute best.
Is 3 years usually the amount of time that you would spend on a show like this?
No, not at all. It's only just circumstantial because the world's been shut down.
And you mentioned working with Jess Joy Wood on the show. What has that working relationship been like?
So my day job is I'm a writer for Shortland Street. I'm on the storylining table, and Jess is the head writer. So she's also my boss, and that's been amazing because we can keep a similar schedule. The process looks like me going to Jess's house, being like, these are all my ideas for jokes, and then we drink some wine, and then we just try and make each other laugh and, like, fix the jokes until they make us laugh the most.
I don't know if I can ask this, but does that have any effect on the actual content of Shortland Street, kind of like working with her so closely on this within two different projects of kind of very different tones?
No, because there's a lot of people in the Shortland Street machine. So everyone brings their whole self to work all the time. So, and I've been on the table for over a year, so it kind of like their vibe was already seeping into the cracks of Shortland Street, you know?
In the description that you guys have for this on the Comedy Fest site, it's kind of written as like part stand-up, part sketch, and 100% stunning. Would you say...
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course. How much of this would you say is like a character that you're trying to portray? Do you think that it's like a part of yourself within the person that you're portraying within this, or is it very just kind of like taking up an entirely different role? As I mean, you came from an acting sort of drama school background, so how has this manifested in itself?
Yeah, I mean, it means that like anything I make will absolutely be theatrical and have big theatrical moments in it, which the show does have, but I was really conscious that I wanted to make a show that wasn't a classic character comedy. So obviously it's not just me, Johanna, as I am chatting to you right now, like in bed patting a dog. Like it's like it's a performance, and there's an elevation to the voice or the persona that you see on stage. But it's pretty, I wanted to make a more classically stand-up show, and inadvertently have just had to put, and always classic always ended up putting big theater moments in there. It's a tiny little bit of sketch, it's not really, but it's definitely not a character comedy, for sure.
How has this show sort of developed since it was kind of originally conceptualised within The Gig back those few years ago? Has it changed a lot, or is there still some core elements where you're like, this is the same show?
The gig was only, we had barely started making that, and I was at the time making it with an awesome comedian called Tessa Waters, and I think there's one joke that we wrote for the gig that has carried through into High Delusion, but and maybe a few little seeds have kind of come through, but essentially this show, I started writing it this year, and it's all the material is fresh, except for that one gig, because I just love that gig so much, and it's like the final piece of the show. It's perfect. I've done actually quite a few lineups this year, which has been really awesome for me. Like it's fucking hard, man. Doing a type five is really, really difficult. There's a whole craft around it. But it's been really awesome to kind of throw myself more into the comedy community. And so that feels real nice. And I'm learning heaps, and everyone's so talented and awesome. And I think New Zealand comedy is in a really cool place at the moment.
How are you feeling ahead of this run of High Delusion? Because it's not the first time that it's run, has it? There was like a short run in May as well.
Yeah, it actually was really recent. I did it, so I opened it in the Comedy Fest literally like 3 or 4 weeks ago. We did a week in Auckland, which was completely sold out, and then we did a week in Wellington, which also sold really well. I've had 2 weeks off, and now we're doing it again. So it's like
straight back onto the stage.
Pretty straight back, which is actually really cool for me, because it's like, oh, now I've run the show in, I can fiddle with some bits, and I get to do it again, which is really exciting.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting having such a short period of time to run through things again, because there are examples within Aotearoa of shows running twice, but it's usually got like at least a good couple of months between them where this is like very quick getting back into it. Do you think that that's been a privilege, or has it been kind of hard to be like, okay, what can I change? Shit. How do I make everything better?
It's totally a privilege, and it kind of takes the pressure off a little bit, because you're like, oh, it's a marathon, not a sprint, and I've got more time to sink my teeth into the show. And because it's all like, I feel like you learn so much more about a show when you put it in front of an audience, especially comedy, because it's like that's where you figure out how to really land the joke or fix the joke, like just again and again in front of an audience every night. So it was great for me. I was so lucky that they were like the Basement very awesomely when we sold out, they were like, do you want to come back in a few weeks and do the whole show again? And I was like, absolutely.
Do you have any other future projects that people should be kind of on the lookout for?
So I have a podcast with my bestie Sam Tucunny. It's called Rats in the Gutter. You might have seen us around, and also you might not have. But please give it a listen. We're really proud. We've just finished almost recording season 3, which is really cool. Obviously, give Shorten Street a watch. And then I've got some really exciting things in the pipeline, but I can't talk about them.
How can people go to see High Delusion?
It's at the Basement from the 20th of June to the 24th of June, and tickets are available on the Basement website.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.